Three Master Letters After Emily and Lucy Brockbroido. 1. Had I removed all things past, I would swear it not so. Late summer. Master, where have you been? I long for danger, the unshavenness. The sunflowers grew this year despite a crop of weed. Half of the hydrangea blooms brown and old, but there is an inexhaustible supply of new blue. Blue as I have never seen your eyes. They say the eyes are windows to the soul. Was it you bent me to that overarching small? Tell me if this was a dream. I can scarcely tell the waking today. Now. They say a hurricane is coming to Florida. I have never been. This is why cruises are not so dear this time of year. I know you like me, to write of the seasons, rhythms, and this is why I speak of the moon in fullness. Last night she startled me. A low cloud blew away, and she drummed my floorboards with light, then, just as naturally, went away. Tell me, could sun be as rhythmic, as startling? I hope my bold questions will not offend. I trust you to discipline with candor, because, as in all things tendered openly, truth will not depart from its own beauty. When I was a girl at your hip, I gave you my chest for safe keeping. Now, in my daughter's sneaker box, here, I put the remembrances in. I swear they will not be removed. As for the alive, I am swelteringly mine alone. Two. Had she a daughter, Emily would have forsaken more. Early fall. Recipient unknown. Is it my daughter now you take away? I planted a corkscrew hazelnut this year, an odd, twisted tree. The nurseryman says it is most attractive in winter, in spring, when the leaves have gone. Demeter would have agreed. You asked about my education. My mother hasn't read a book in 55 years. I believe the last was Nancy Drew, a mystery. Yesterday my daughter phoned to say she loved me. She read the Divine Secrets of the Yaya Sisterhood and had an inspiration. My mother has no need for books. She loves me despite the great and minor works. I fear I paint me circuitous in reply, because it is all I have, tonight, anon. Why must she always be leaving she? Where does she go? Last night on Seinfeld, George covered his baldness with a toupee to court a woman. Do you think this was right? He was upset to discover that the woman was also bald. I admit his shock was delightful, deserved. First the chill, then laughter, then the letting go. Henceforth, I am only a being, tall. 3. Proof of life is not cold enough for me. Early, early spring. Dear Master, I am trying to write more, coldly. The chill of winter has not yet left the garden, though the crocuses have begun their ascent. During the movie last night, I secretly hoped the hero would not change his mind about not helping the heroine save her husband from the South American gringo bounty hunters. There was no insurance for the hero's rescuing service, and he was, initially, all about money. But when he left Meg Ryan in the fictitious country Takala, and returned to his comfortable British Isle, life, her eyes haunted. I was frigid. I prayed for a Russell Crowe of all business. Then the movie would have been 15 minutes, and I would have had a good night's sleep. Does my coldness please? I had a minor terror that I pray you will not punish me for. When the husband was reunited with his Meg, I would have taken the lovelorn hero, Crow, to my bed of pink azalea. I am affectionate, though chilly. I have knocked every icicle with a sharp stick from the eaves and planted them deeply. I long to hear how it is that you, Arctic daffodil, see me now.